This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We hear the words honor, duty, and sacrifice a lot around Veterans Day, and rightly so. What we rarely hear are the individual human stories that lead women and men to pick up the mantle of those powerful words and fight in America's name. Where Soldiers Come From follows a pack of close friends, Dom, Cole, and Bodie, from Michigan's icy Upper Peninsula as they transform from small-town teenagers to National Guardsmen fighting in Afghanistan.
I never really planned on joining the military. I don't know, I just wasn't doing anything. My buddies had already joined.
I just felt like I needed to do something with my life.
Remember, Afghans are not Arabs. All right, governing bodies. The interim government is led by Hamid Karzai, is the president, a couple years old, so it may be somebody else now.
Did you ever see that movie Deer Hunter? That reminds me so much of this group. Maybe because they're so close-knit like that. Oh my God, if something happens to one of them, just think.
I'm kind of nervous that things are going to change back home. Like, most of my friends are in their senior year of college already, and I'm going to be a 22-year-old freshman.
Last year, I talked to Heather Courtney, the film's director, and Matt Bodie Bodwin. He's one of the guardsmen featured in the film. I asked Heather about what it was like to follow these three men through ambushes, firefights, and dangerous missions in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was a very surreal existence, but once you decide to do that and you go there, it becomes your existence, and you don't really know anything else while you're there, so it kind of becomes your new normal. And it really is a coming-of-age film, and it's set in the context of this faraway war that changes all of them and their family and their community. You know, I guess it changed me as well, mainly in that it made me sort of rethink about the place that I was from and feel more connected to the place that I'm from. And that's because of all the people that I met there making the film. They really made me appreciate the place I'm from in a way that I hadn't before. You know, they continue sort of to inspire me by the love they have for each other.
And we see that connection between them and also their individual identities carried on from home to how they cope in Afghanistan. Cole Smith, he's kind of the comedian. Dominic, he's an artist. He's kind of a philosophical, sensitive guy. Here he is.
I don't know what I miss the most, my friends and family.
Smith misses his mom.
I do miss my mom, yeah. She's a great person.
Everyone loves Cole. Keeps people happy. I think that amuses his sense of humor to help his stressed-out, depressed self, just like I use art.
Dominic, Freddie, and Ellie there describing how he and Cole Smith cope with the stresses of war. I noticed, Buddy, he didn't really talk about how you cope. Did you have a coping mechanism?
Just being with Dominic, just being so close to Dominic and Cole and a lot of the other guys, and even Heather being there, being able to do interviews and us saying how we feel kind of helped cope. Mm. But yeah, mainly for me, it was just talking with all the guys and, you know, being able to be that close with each other.
Heather, did that change your role as a documentarian? I mean, you were a little bit of a therapist there, I imagine.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I was there, you know, to listen. And, you know, that's what I tried to do. I don't think they would call me a therapist.
Well, I mean, having somebody to listen, I think that's a big, you know, obviously it served a purpose for Bodie. And Bodie, I mean, this is extremely high stress. We see armored vehicles blown up in front of you while you're driving. And you describe this like anticipating getting punched in the face all day long. How are you carrying that now?
Once you come home, it's something you'll never forget. You learn to deal with it day by day, I guess. While you're over there, it was just, you know, it was your job. You just had to get it done. You just really worried about your buddies and to make sure everybody came home safe. And, you know, you come back home and like, it's something you won't forget about. You think about often and you talk about a little bit. But it's something that you just got to learn to deal with when you come back home.
That's Matt Bodie Bodwin. He's one of the guardsmen followed in a film called Where Soldiers Come From. Heather Courtney is also with us, director of the film. Well, Bodie, of the three of you, you seem, at least in the film, of course, we see you, you know, before, during, and after your deployment, but you seem the most disillusioned. Here is a clip of you first early in the film, followed by one shortly before returning to Michigan.
Brother AJ did it. My dad was in the military. My brother Mikey is, too, so I was like, Oh, well, let's do it. I mean, the second out we say, hey, at one point in time, I was a soldier and I served my country.
I've learned to hate the people of Afghanistan and the country of Afghanistan. That's true.
So you sound, you know, you say, I've become a racist. This has changed me. You're sitting there in the middle of Dom and Cole, who are exchanging these kind of telling glances during the scene. How about since you've come home, has that kind of what I saw as bitterness changed?
Yes. You know, I get this question a lot. We've been to many film festivals, and, you know, people always try to ask this question. I've changed quite dramatically, I would say, since I've been home. You know, that was at a time in my life that, you know, it was pretty tough. I had been blown up about 8 times at that time in the film, and I wasn't able to go out on missions anymore. And that really, really affected me because I wasn't able to go out with my boys and make sure that they were okay. You know, I had to sit back in base and worry about them all day. And I was very jaded. We'd go out, we'd do these missions, and I would get blown up, and then you just start asking, like, why, you know, what? Why are these people doing this? You know, we're trying to help them, this and that. And you get so jaded, I guess.
Yeah.
Since I've been home, you know, I feel dramatically different because I'm not dealing with that every day. So, you know, I don't hate the Afghan people anymore. I wish the best for them. You know, I hope one day war leaves their country. But, yeah, I was just very angry at the time, very blinded by my anger and by what had happened during the last 9 months.
We can hear it. And Heather, you, as a filmmaker, you're tracking what Bodhi and the others are expressing, fearing that they're going to be perceived at home as having changed when they come back. Now, there is this just unbelievably moving and exuberant welcome home for the guardsmen who served in Afghanistan. What about the change? Did you witness a change in them, or how people looked at them as maybe having changed?
Right. The homecoming was an incredibly joyful and moving scene of the film, and it was, you know, very moving to be there and witness it. But really, it was about a few months after they'd been back is when I started to notice that things were a lot different for them, that I started to see a lot of irritability and depression and anxiety that I didn't see when they first came home. That's when I started to realize, like, oh, you know, they are really affected by what happened over there. At the time, I didn't really understand traumatic brain injury, but that was a big part of it, the symptoms of traumatic brain injury are sleeplessness and irritability and not being able to focus, and headaches, and all of those things then have other side effects such as depression, anxiety, and stress. And it's not something that you see right in the moment they come home, but after they've been home a few months and they're trying to adjust, they're trying to live a normal life again, it's very, very difficult. And I was surprised to see it, and I was glad I was there to be able to film that change for them. I filmed them for about a year after they came home.
Heather Courtney, director and producer of the award-winning documentary films Letters from the Other Side and Los Trabajadores. Also with us, Matt Bodhi Bodwin, one of the guardsmen featured in the film. Since we spoke to Heather and Bodhi last year, Where Soldiers Come From won an Emmy for outstanding continuing coverage of a news story, long form. Last we checked, Bodhi was taking classes at Northern Michigan University and living with his English Mastiff, Tyson. To see the film's website and trailer, visit wordofmouthradio.org.